Morning, Ian. A very good morning. Thank you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. It is weird. It is everything is changing. And I just wonder what we'll eventually go back to. And, of course, I'm not referring to you not being in studio. But I was watching a movie the other night, and people were shaking hands and hitting each other on back. And it's so in my head, this whole coronavirus thing, that every time people shook hands, I went, it was like a horror movie for me. You know, we've got this very different perspective. I played Don't Touch My Truck a little bit earlier. And when I originally played it some weeks ago, I didn't think it was about germs. Now we're saying to people, don't touch my truck.
Funny enough, before coronavirus, we were all being encouraged to stay away from our phones and to actually socialize with people more in person.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
now it's all
it's,
weird.
Yeah.
And Howard, from my perspective, and you were speaking about paranoia and people panicking and that, I must say, over the weekend, I popped into one of the supermarkets, and I actually felt uncomfortable. I felt like I was dancing down the aisles just to avoid people. I just felt very uncomfortable, and it was weird because I've never felt that way before. I've never felt uncomfortable in crowds. I'm a typical extrovert, so for me, just wanting to get out of that supermarket as quick as possible was very strange for me.
I went to a meeting yesterday, and I was waiting for the person in their boardroom, and they came in. I stood up, and it was like kind of this awkward moment. Now, I think he was more relieved than I was that we didn't shake hands, but it's just strange. Karen says it's a temporary moment in time. That's my quote for the day. Karen, you might be right, but I think that certain things, certain types of behavior that we're going to get into are going to change the way we think around things. And I think about our kids as well, is we do risk, and I asked Dr. Anton Marburg about this as well, we do risk turning our kids into germophobes or, exacerbating that. But I'm not sure that we have options, really.
I don't think we're going back, Howard, and I don't want to burst Karen's bubble about this being temporary, and that's why I want to take a positive spin on this, because we've entered a stage, and I made a joke that this segment should now be called the now of work, not the future of work, because last week you and I were talking about new ideas, strategies. It was very theoretical. This week I'm sitting in my home office talking to you over Skype. I have not left my house, and I don't plan to leave my house for the foreseeable future, because I could work remotely. I executed all my meetings yesterday. Today I'm literally taking my kids to school to go and fetch their books and their activity packs and that. But then from this afternoon, we're working remotely, and we're getting used to it, but in a positive way.
So what does it mean, working at home?
So I think the one thing is, and I'd like to give people a couple of tips from my own experience, is that as the world is changing, and it's literally changing every day, I've never felt like, I think I was saying to you over the weekend, how I wrote a document 3 times on Sunday for a client I'm doing business for, is because everything just kept changing. You know, like the document looked very different in the morning to what it looked like in the evening after the delayed president's public press conference, you know. So for me, it's very easy to fall into that trap of being stressed, and stress doesn't really help anyone. So the problem with stress is we want to do 2 things at the same time. We want to stay and we want to go. And what I'm telling people is get over FOMO. Get out of fear of missing out and say, look, you can continue to operate as relatively normal as you have been if you're in the office, if you take a couple of steps. And I think the thing is that you don't lose communication just because you're at home doesn't mean you can't have a daily check-in over Skype or over a WhatsApp call or over Zoom or whatever technology you're using. And if you're not familiar with the technology, start getting used to it. You've got opportunities. So don't say, oh, well, I'm at home now, I'm isolated. You're not isolated. You're actually even more in contact, and you can actually do more stuff because you don't have the commute to go to work. You don't have to sit in unnecessary meetings. You can actually be very specific in terms of what you choose to do and what you choose not to do.
Yeah, and that is the reality, is that you, that we are able to be more productive, but it does require completely different discipline, even in terms of communication. And one of the things, in fact, that we were looking at yesterday is that, in fact, it requires over-communication in some ways, because you can't just walk past, somebody can't walk past your desk and say, hi, how are you doing? You've actually got to reach out to people.
Absolutely, Howard, and I think that especially for people that are feeling a little bit vulnerable and are feeling like a bit uncertain, if you feel like your company doesn't have a work from home policy and you're feeling like you should be working remotely, it's not embarrassing to ask. Now's the time to do so. You know, ask your HR department and say, well, what is our policy? You know, it's very important that people take ownership. You have to take responsibility. Don't wait for somebody to communicate. Ask, because there's so much going on in people's minds that they're not thinking about everything. So we do need to ask the questions, and don't be afraid to ask.
Time is 8:20, about to go 8:21. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 Chai FM. Ian Basarabi joining us on Skype. Good morning again. So, right, from today or from tomorrow, people are, let's say, working at home. The kids have come. Jewish day schools already closed. A lot of the other schools all closing tomorrow if they haven't already. How do we structure a day to become as productive as possible?
So Howard, the first thing I would say is you have to have a routine. This is not a holiday. And when I say it's not a holiday, I mean that with the utmost respect. But it's very tempting, especially on a day, I'm just looking out the window here, on a day when it's a little bit cloudy and that, to turn over and say, I'm going to get an extra 5 minutes, so I'm just going to watch another episode on Netflix or something like that.
Netflix should not be even looked at when the sun is up. That's got to be the rule.
Absolutely. There's a time and a place for all of these things. And there's lots of benefits of Netflix, but this is not the time. So stick to your normal routine. If you get up at 5 a.m, if you get up at 6 a.m, if that's the time your kids get up in the morning, get up. But do something practical. And that is, if you typically would have a cup of coffee when you get into the office, make yourself a cup of coffee at home. Clean the swimming pool. Walk around your garden, you know. We spoke about it a little bit earlier, is that we're very fortunate in South Africa that we do have open spaces that we can actually take a deep breath and just start the day. It's also very important for kids to maintain a routine, because if they don't, it's going to be very difficult for them to get through these activities and really digest and put in the effort that all the teachers and that are putting into it. So routine is critical, and that's for adults working at home, but also for your kids as well. The other thing I'd say, Howard, is don't overcomplicate and become stressed out about working.
All right. So I think the one thing that I'm starting to see from listeners is we need to be careful, excuse me, about not putting people under too much pressure, because everybody's now, you know, between me and you and a couple of other people we're speaking to, we're saying, you know, go and do this, use that time, reconnect with your family, learn French, you know, become a gymnast. I don't know. But if you've got a big enough lounge, but if you haven't, then maybe don't. But I think we obviously, I think the whole point about this is there needs to be a lot of latitude. You know, I know a meeting that we had yesterday at work was to say to people, you know, we understand if you've got young kids and you can't be on every call or you can't manage it, we get it.
Absolutely, Howard. And I think the most important thing is that you're not alone here. So don't be embarrassed, you know. And when I say don't be embarrassed is we know that schools are closed. You know, during your calls, you may hear some little voices in the background, the odd dog bark, or like I've got an Artie doll who visits my garden every day. And it's the minute I connect to a call, this Artie doll will announce its arrival. So, you know,
that is so true. These Artie dolls are going to destroy meetings across the country when everybody's in, you know, working from home.
And I think let's just cut everyone some slack during this time. We're human, you know what I mean? And it's going to take time for us to get used to this, you know? So if you find that,
that like a call doesn't go well or you've got to reconnect every 5 minutes for the first couple of weeks, just take a deep breath, help people out and just give people a little bit of grace. You know, this is we never learned to ride a bicycle the first time. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice. And don't be afraid to ask. You know, somebody called me yesterday and said, they've committed to training 5 students that need their CPD points for before a certain period, and they're really stressful because this person is not allowed to go into the building and all of that. So she said to me, have you ever heard of this thing called Zoom? And I said, yes, I have. She says, well, I haven't a clue what it is. Can you talk me through it? And I have this saying, you know, and people say you should always eat your own dog food. I kind of feel you should always drink your own champagne. You know, like if you promote something, show somebody how to use it. And we actually set up a Zoom call yesterday with her, and I showed her how easy it was, and I took her through the whole process. And today she's running her first Zoom call with 5 people instead of going into the office. But it takes a bit of time. It's like getting used to something. But I think don't get overly concerned or stressed that you have to get it right the first time.
Yeah, I think that is important. And just put your hand up and say, look, I'm actually not really sure how the Zoom thing works. I'm not sure how Teams work. And find somebody to help you through that, because we're not all born with this knowledge, and some people are better at adapting than others of us are, and some of us do battle with it. So
Howard, you made such a good point earlier, is that we are so well prepared for this. Well, when I say we, and I'm talking about you and the station and the show, is because we've been talking about this for a long time, but for a lot of people, this hasn't been front and center. So this has come like a gigantic wave, and all these acronyms and all this terminology is very new. And I would just give a simple advice to people that are feeling overwhelmed. If you're in the office today, take 5 minutes at the end of the day and just take a step back and look around what's around you and see what would I need on me to be able to be productive if I wasn't allowed or I couldn't come back to my office tomorrow.
Right.
And that's important, but it also comes with responsibility, and it also comes with being very aware. Like, just think about, like, if you're taking stuff home from your office, remember your data privacy policies. Just check in with your compliance officers. Just maybe double check and be just aware that now all of a sudden you're taking stuff that you would typically only share or have in the office outside of that office. So be very diligent. Make sure your laptops are, like, you've got passwords and you're not leaving your laptops in cars and stuff like that. There's just common sense things that you should do. And that's the problem, is sometimes we dive into technology without realizing that there's a whole bunch of new responsibilities that come with it. And as I say, not everybody knows this. So to ask the questions, if you're unsure, ask your IT department. You know, there's a thing called a VPN. I don't know how many people know what a VPN is. A VPN is a virtual private network, and that protects your data between you and your company. So chat to people, ask questions. That's what I would say.
Absolutely right. Time is 7:35. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. I think the takeaway from this is try and get as ready as possible. Use the time now, whilst you still can access people a lot easier, to explain to you how to do certain things. And we are going to need to know them, because some of our kids are going to be engaging with the school, maybe on Zoom, maybe on Team, maybe on, I don't know, however else the schools are deciding to do so. The last thought that before I let you go, Ian, is which I think is also equally as important, is if you do have colleagues that might be in a situation that they're working from home or working remotely and they are completely alone, just make sure to check up on them. Because whereas some people might be in a situation, some of us might have families, might have kids and spouses and people around us, there are people that will be working completely alone and therefore potentially very isolated. And I think that is a massive problem.
Howard, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think also treat these as conversations when you have a conversation with a person. Don't say, I'm phoning you, Howard, to check up on you to make sure you're working at home. You know, just phone with a different frame of reference. I call it mutual respect. Phone the person and saying, are you okay at home? Is everything okay? Do you need anything to be more productive? Is your family okay? All of that. Because the minute the phone rings and your boss is phoning, immediately you kind of think, oh no, what have I done? But try and change the frame of reference that you're phoning just to keep in touch with people. And you alluded to it earlier, Howard, it's better in this time to rather over communicate rather than to assume that, well, everybody knows that this is how we're working from home. Not everybody knows how we're working from home because we've never done it before. So rather check in, but check in with a level of consideration that people may be anxious. Don't do it as like kind of, I'm checking up on you to making sure you're not having a holiday camp. I think most of us will step up and acknowledge that we have to be accountable. So don't ask the people, rather focus on what they need to be more productive.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it, Ian Bastrobi. It is 8:37. Thank you for chatting to us. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting indeed. We'll catch in next week. Same time, same place. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem.